different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes, or cutaway coat, perfect fit. Dressed up like a million-dollar trooper, trying mighty hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or Rumbarellas in their midst.
Dragon Radio. Thanks for listening. Keep it locked. This is Power Radio.
Today's topic is one I believe we all think about. It pervades our pop culture and every so often boosts in relevance in the public discourse, if not just for a day, as new information and stories come out. The topic is aliens. Where does the public stand? It is important to note that due to COVID safety, my participants are rather limited, and therefore the group is made up of college students, both male and female identified, ranging from ages 18 to 21. Okay, so the question of the day is, do you believe in aliens? Why or why not?
You know, I think the term alien is very misconstrued. I do 100% believe that there are other life forms out there in the universe. Do I believe that they're the big scary green thing that comes and abducts people and probes them? No. But I guarantee at least five planets, or, you know, I guess anything in orbit around in our solar system has some form of at least bacteria living on it.
I do. I do believe in aliens. People see things like UFOs. And if they are not real, then what are they looking at? What do they see? Also, people have stories of getting, like, abducted by aliens.
The universe is pretty much infinite for the most part, so there's got to be other life forms out there that, I mean, we may not know of it now because we don't have the technology to see it now, but definitely there are aliens out there somewhere, and they're going to find us.
I mean, I don't know about, like, aliens are just stuff that's not on pretty much Earth. But there's so many, like, different planets and, like, just the universe in general that I feel like there is some other life form.
Okay, yes, 100%. I love this question. First of all, the universe, real big, right? There's no way that there's nothing, right? I have no idea what level of intelligence or sentience it has, but there literally has to be something else out there. And I'm really holding out hope that there's something out there that can actually think so we can go be best friends with aliens.
The first question I would ask the alien is, what do they think of our civilization here on Earth?
This is a tough question. What do they do for fun?
How they survive, how, like the basic needs that they need in order to function. What cool ass things they have there that maybe that's more advanced than us.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how likely are you to invade our planet?
I'll probably cry, to be honest. Would cry and probably like rethink what's going on in my life, and then I'd be like, what's up, how's it going? That's what I would ask it. I'll just act like it's normal human, you know.
So what have we learned? It would seem that the general belief in otherworldly life is a resounding yes. Thank you to my participants,
Brandon Martin,
Caitlin Rose McNamara,
Sarah Rose Descent,
William Ford,
and
Clayton Evan Davis.
This could not have been done without your help.
You're now tuning into hour two. Oh, I'm overmodulating. You're now tuning into hour two. Bah!
Selling of some sort of product,
you know, a salesman. You think
a salesman, like maybe in a haberdasher, or maybe like a chapeau shop or something. You know, like, what size do you wear, sir? And then you answer me.
7 1/4.
I think we had that. Something like that.
Yeah. You think you'd be happy doing?
No, we're all out. You wear black. See, that sort of thing. I think I could probably. Master,
do you think you'd be happy doing that?
I don't know.
Ian, you hug a Greek naked woman on all fours with a dog collar around her neck and a leash.
Thank you.
Exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One loud.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
When a man's mother dies and he gets to thinking about her funeral and paying respect, before he knows it, his mind ain't right. He's got rabbit in his blood, and he runs.
What do we got there? Got a Lucas Jackson.
You don't have a name here until Brightline gives you one.
I can eat 50 eggs.
You just said he could eat anything.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Hurry in, boss! One in the box, one in the bush!
Hurry in, one in the box, one in the bush!
You got your mind right, Luke?
Yeah. Is that right? I got it right, boy.
Eat yourself, sweet McDonald's.
Soul is killed. fail-safe device.
Which is what?
For your lifespan.
That was irrational, not to mention unsportsmanlike.
Nothing's worse than having an itch you can never scratch.
The light that burns twice as bright as the moon, and you have burned so very, very brightly. Prodigal son. Quite an experience to live in fear. That's what it is to be a slave.
A new life awaits you in the off-world colony. The chance to begin again in a golden land of opportunity and adventure.
Replicants are like any other machine. They're either a benefit or a hazard. They're a benefit, it's not my problem.
Have you ever retired a human by mistake?
No.
But in your position, that is a risk.
Quit learning from this guy again. He's a goddamn one-man slaughterhouse, that's what he is.
And that boy caught the test of yours.
Got your hail? What do you want with the job?
Continue to grow and to slide right out of your physical body. That's it. Let go now. Let go and extend yourself right out through your head. Right on out. Right on out. Allow it to happen. Feel it happening. Imagine it happening, and it becomes real. That's it. And you are now in your astral body, and I want you to ascend up through the ceiling. You can easily move right through the structure. Imagine it happening, and it becomes real. Right on up to the top of the house or building. Right on up to the top. That's it. And you are now there. You are now on top, and you can look around. I want you to observe some objects in the environment. Perceive it all in vivid detail. I want you to ascend about 500 feet up into the air. You easily have the power and ability to do this, so go ahead. You're free of the physical now, and you can just float on up into the air, ascending, ascending, ascending. Right on up to about 500 feet in the air. You're ascending, ascending, and it feels good. You feel freer than you've ever felt before, and you can look around and see everything below you as you gently ascend to 500 feet in the air. You are now 500 feet in the air, and you absolutely have the power and ability to successfully explore your own past lives. In the memory banks of your subconscious mind is a memory of absolutely everything that has ever happened to you in this life that you're now living, or in any of your past lives. Now you're going to explore the concept of past life patterns. Now, we all have many patterns we are exploring and working through. And each and every time we use this technique, you will become aware of a different pattern in your lineage of past lives. As an example of common patterns, you might find a series of military lives, a series of lives in which you were romantically attracted to the same person, or a series of lives in which you developed your skill at a particular art. Now, on the negative side, many people find the pattern the same unloving relationship as a series of sequential lives, or a pattern of attempted manipulation, or a consciousness of scarcity. So be open to whatever comes in. And I now want you to take a very deep breath, let it out slowly. And I want you to descend now. You are 500 feet in the air, but you are now coming down, and you will come back to Earth in another lifetime. It will be in another life, and you will find yourself experiencing a common soul pattern. Even if the pattern is extremely negative, you will be able to view it from a detached, positive perspective without pain and without emotion. And you are descending, descending, almost there. And you are now there. Touch the earth once again in another lifetime and perceive what is happening. What are you doing? second number. Third number. And if there is a fourth number, perceive it now. And you should now have the year. And I am interested in the country or geographical location. So trust the letters as they come in. The first letter of the name of the country is... Second. Third. Fourth. And if there are additional letters, perceive them now. Now have the name of the country. Now let's explore your path in another situation. So on the count of three, new impressions will come into your mind. Trust your mind and let the impressions flow. Number one, number two, and number three. You are now there. Situation that is representative of one of your soul patterns. You are now becoming more aware of the pattern. You are achieving an internal recognition. And I want you to perceive the year and the country or geographical location once again. You can do this all on your own, if necessary, by seeking one number and one letter at a time, just as I have guided before. Do this now. representative of one of your soul patterns. And you are now becoming more aware. You are achieving an internal...
Because I don't finesse myself.
And I want you to perceive...
My enemy is an animal. And in order to conquer him, I have to think like an animal. Possibly. I gotta get inside this dude's boat. He crawled around for a few days. Who is the gopher's ally? His friend. The harmless squirrel. The friendly rat. I'm gonna use YouTube guy to do my dirty work for him. Good. It's the gopher.
I'm a man. I'm sensitive. I need to feel loved. I need to be desired.
We got up. We tamed the horse.
Now we took it.
We tamed the horse.
Whew. That takes a lot out of you.
That's like it's like a lot, dude. I don't know what else
to focus on.
I didn't know there was going to be people outside, too. So.
Whole audience.
I hope you guys have enjoyed some Bob Dylan CD or Bob Dylan cassettes because I haven't watched. What's going on here? Oh, dude, you gotta listen to this song. Like, hello. This is Marilyn Manson. I have Marilyn Manson's Smells Like Children album in here. Oh, wait, no, it's number 3.
Listen to this, bro.
Thank you.
tell me quick, man, I got to run. Oh, Howard just pointed with his gun and said that way down Highway 61. Well, Mac the Finger said to Louis the King, I got 40 red, white, blue shoestrings and 1,000 telephones that don't ring. Do you know where I can get rid of these things? And Louis the King said, let me think for a minute, son. Then he said, yes, I think it can be easily done. Just take everything down to Highway 61.
Now, your fifth daughter on that 12th night told that first father that things weren't right. My complexion, she says, is much too white. He said, come here and step into the light. He said, you're right. Let me tell the second mother this has been done. But the second mother was with the seventh son, and they were both out on Highway 61. Now the roving gambler, he was very bored, trying to create a
a phantom shouting to skinny girls, get out of here, you don't know. Casanova is just being punished for going to desolation alone. At midnight, all the agents and the super human crew. Singers laugh at them and fishermen hold flowers. Between the windows of the sea where lovely mermaids flow. And nobody has to think too much about Desolation Row.
If you listened,
you're welcome.
No.
If you listened, I'm happy that you listened. And I'm glad that you listened.
Bless up. For
bless
real.
Bless up. Except where's my CD? Or my cassette? And that was all cassette jam. For those of you wondering, that was modular into Korg drum machine and then into just MIDI. Synthesizer.
Not synced computer MIDI.
Not synced computer MIDI, yeah. Which, honestly, was cooler.
Yeah, I kind of like the little variables added. More random.
Very much more random. Yeah, I have my past life. Yeah, I got my past life regression cassette tape. Yeah, I was just, yeah, I'm cool.
Oh, no.
What?
Past life regression.
Oh. I thought you were saying something. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed. I'm gonna play the automation now because we're done.
We're done.
Have a good evening. What's your send off? You got one of your last words, bro.
This is for what? This is for the thing.
Oh, I don't know. I think that's yours.
No, this.
My last words. Thanks for listening. Thank you if you listened, and it was
a pleasure.
Lasers up in here.
Lasers, bro. It was a whole light show. Wait, there's a studio audience. No, I remember.
The track.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Hold on, I'll get one before we leave.
Yeah, I need one.
No, I gotta log out anyway.
Give it up for yourselves, Moni, for enjoying this. This is a lovely semester.
Woo! The studio audience is tied up and in the back, actually. They're not in here. I didn't play any songs today. Log out. Okay, let's get this.
That
let's
was
get out
of here.
All right, bye, Woni.
See you guys.
I'm not for the fight. Well, I'm not for the fight. Well, I'm not for the fight. Not for the war. Flashes of light and deafening thunder. Escape before the walls crumble and lead me across the bridge to the temple. That's where we'll go. That's where we'll go. That's where we'll go.
On the whale watching experience. I will also act as your translator. Yes, you heard that right. Your translator. I can speak whale. Ooh, there's one now. Let's take a listen. It's trying to say hi. Look, it's trying to wave at us. Now it's saying, you're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. That's kind of random, but all right. Uh-oh. It's lifting its flipper. It's too close to the boat. Oh my god, it's gonna splash! Ugh. Keep it locked.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time,